Zohar Chok Yisrael, Parsha Shmini, Day 6, an excerpt from Yisrael 92a. Bikudu l'mahavi docher yom ha-Shabbos. It's a commandment to remember the day of Shabbos. Gemara Tomer, as you find it, it says, Zohar es yom ha-Shabbos l'katru. Remember the Sabbath day to sanctify it. It says in Shmos. Raza de Shabbos, the secret of Shabbos. Oh, Kimna, behold, it was explained. Bechol in Duchti, in all those places, many places in the Zohar. The Zohar said another explanation over here. It is Yoma Denaicha the Alma, the day of rest of the world. And rest is not just taking vacation and being passive, being nullified from doing things, but being nullified in a positive sense of being connected with the state of infinity, being boundless. That's what Shabbos means. Shvisa, cease being involved in doing things, being active and being bounded, because whatever person does, they can only do so much. And cease and be passive and be included in the positive state of divine nothingness and infinity. That's why when God's Shabbos is given an inheritance without bounds. V'yuklala diraisa, and it is the general inclusion of the Torah. The whole Torah is based on the principle of Shabbos, of being nullified to Hashem, included in His infinite light. Uman did not to Shabbos, and one of God's Shabbos, kilo not to araisa kula, as if he guards the entire Torah, because he's connected with the root energy of the entire Torah. So automatically he fills up all the places in the Torah that he was lacking. That's why it says that when God's Shabbos, even if he worshipped idols, is forgiven. Because Shabbos connects him with infinite light and draws infinite light to all the places that he caused lacking to his sins and atones for him. And therefore it's like guarding the Torah, the root of the whole Torah, and that's the reason why the Torah was given on Shabbos. Vayipar Behold said, Duchona de Shabbos, the remembrance of Shabbos, Lekatshale, to sanctify it, Bechol Zinei Kedishin, all types of holiness. Person to give his mind over to Hashem, to sing to Hashem, to sing praises to Hashem, to learn Torah, to eat Shabbos food, with connection, experience of Hashem. Mad Idkar Lamalka, one who remembers the king, Yisrich Lebarchalei, it's necessary for him to bless him. That's why we say Kiddush. Mad Idkar Lashabbos, one who remembers Shabbos, Sarach Lekadshalei, has to sanctify it, and behold, it was said. Zohar, remember the Techura Iyu, is for the male aspect. West Shabbos has a male and female aspect. Shomer, guard, Iyu Lenukvah, for the feminine aspect. Which is the night, it's the feminine aspect. The daytime, the male aspect. And they have to be included one in the other. So we remember the Shabbos also at night, and guard the Shabbos also at daytime. These all explains. Yom Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, Raza Dekol Meim Nusa, the secret of all faith. The Talia Mereshi law that depends upon the supernal head, meaning the light of Keser, that brings us infinite light, which we connect to through faith. That's the internal light of connection of Shabbos and binds all the spheres and all the worlds together. Everything is one and everything is unity. That's why families, people come together on Shabbos. There's peace and love. And so for the whole dark, at the end of all levels, all the way down to the Malchus. On Shabbos, you can make peace even with an enemy. Shabbos, you cool. Everything is Shabbos. Everything is good. Everything is wonderful and sweet and connected to Hashem's infinity.